Retailers across America have claimed the day after Thanksgiving as their holiday, a frenzied burst of consumerism that holds the fate of the economy in thrall. David Isay, the longtime public radio producer who introduced the StoryCorps back in 2003, has a very different idea for what people might do on Friday.
The idea is on the day after Thanksgiving that you take an hour on Black Friday, don't shop, and pick someone important in your life or someone in your community. Take an hour and interview someone about their lives as the least expensive but most meaningful gift we can give during the holiday season.
This concept, the National Day of Listening, debuted in 2008 as a do-it-yourself extension of the StoryCorps. Within families, Isay suggests, cross-generational interviews can be especially rewarding, both for the family history they impart and for the bonds they reinforce.
Doing these interviews, tell someone in your life how much you love them by stopping and listening to them and having these conversations. I hear all the time from people that doing these interviews, and it shocked me when these emails started coming in, and now they just come in constantly, that these interviews are among the most important minutes people have spent in their lives. These are usually across generations, and it means a lot to know that your kid or your grandkid wants to hear what you have to say.
Isay recommends each interviewer have a list of 8 to 10 questions prepared, what he calls big life questions, such as, what are some of the most important lessons you've learned? What are you most proud of? Or how would you like to be remembered? And he adds, you can expect to be surprised by what you learned, as he was when he interviewed his own mother.
Walking into the interview, I thought there was nothing that I didn't know and there was nothing that I would hear that was new, that it would be nice to sit together and have a conversation. But that's what it would be. And then when I walked out an hour later, the only things that I knew coming out that I'd known going in were the date and what our names were. Everything else was new.
This was the basic idea of the StoryCorps, which has facilitated and recorded more than 35,000 interviews all across the country, compiling an unprecedented oral history resource.
This will be the largest collection of human voices ever gathered. It's really, in many ways, because of the nature of what's being talked about, which are the great important themes in life. It's about family and birth and death and so forth, that this really is a collection of the wisdom of humanity.
StoryCorps has outfitted a small fleet of rolling recording studios that crisscross the nation, stopping to offer local residents interview session opportunities wherever they go. But Isay says it isn't necessary to wait for such an occasion. These meaningful interviews can be done just about anywhere that's quiet enough for recording.
When StoryCorps started, I had a couple of ideas about what needed to be present for a StoryCorps interview, and I thought that you needed to be in this kind of sacred space. And it turns out that people have an equally good experience anywhere they do these interviews. And also speaks to what a good experience folks can have when they do it in their home after Thanksgiving for the National Day of Listening. That experience of looking a loved one in the eye and talking to them, everything else just melts away.
At its heart, Isay explains, this national day embodies three core values: civil conversation, authenticity, and the simple, powerful act of just listening.
At this time of incredible national divide coming out of the midterm elections, this idea of listening to each other, of recognizing that if we spent more time listening and less time screaming at each other, we'd be a better, more thoughtful and compassionate and grown-up country is an important message for everybody. So I hope folks will participate.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.